You can put that up front. Or? Yeah, I could put it here. Sure. Yeah, unfortunately, penalties were a big issue again, and certainly very frustrated about that. It's been a long time since a team that I've coached has had this kind of issue, and put it on me. We got to figure out a way to get that fixed because, you know, we had 11 penalties today, six of them in Atlanta territory and four of them in the red zone. I got to figure out a way with our staff. You know, I think we do all the right things, and it's worked over the years, yet it's not working right now. So we got to re-examine everything we're doing as far as that. And we got 4 days to do it where you're not really going to be able to practice very much. So it's going to have to be probably between the ears more than it's going to be physically, but we have to get it resolved. You can't win games. You know, there's some unusual statistics in this game that when you look at it and you lose, you got to – all that matters is we lost, and we got to find a way to win.
Greg, was that the overriding issue, the penalties, or were there some other just physical execution issues as well?
Well, we made some, again, for the second week in a row, we made some coverage mistakes. That hurt, you know. I think they ran 40-something plays. And you get a one-play scoring drive after the sudden change. You know, it's common, sudden change. Here comes the shot. We didn't do a good job. A lot of guys that during the game were in and out and then out. Some young guys jumped in there and performed admirably, but not good enough to win. The positives, 24-10 at half, 24-7 right before the half. The guys keep battling, get back in it, make it a one-score game there at the end and have an opportunity, but didn't, you know, shouldn't have been to that situation. You know, we had a couple penalties that were just critical. Third down roughing the passer, we're off the field early in the game. You know, playing really good defense, and we see a whole bunch more plays. And so.
Greg, talk about the injuries to Doug Martin and Sean Dolson. Do you know anything about them?
You know, I don't know exactly. I mean, I know what body parts. One is up top in the shoulder area, and one is down low in the leg. Deshaun on the leg and Doug on the shoulder. So, you know, we'll have to evaluate that as we get back home and then tomorrow.
Is that the frustrating thing at this point? Is that it's not so much execution as you're kind of beating yourselves a little bit with the throws over the top and some of the penalties that you can control?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's always an easy thing, though, to say is we're beating ourselves. And, you know, why do you hold? It's because somebody's making you do that, right? So are we not doing the right thing as far as our footwork, our execution, our aiming points? Are we not coaching it well enough? But for some reason, we're in a position where we have to hold. Or is the guy just better than us? You know, there's all those factors. And it's easy to just say, oh, you're doing penalties, that you can't do that. But that's a collective. When teams are having penalties, that's a collective coaching and playing issue that we got to get fixed. I've said that, frustrated, because I've said that standing at this mic before. What I am encouraged by is we got a group of men in that locker room that are fighting their guts out and stick together. And we got a good young quarterback who I think continues to progress. Today, consciously wanted to throw more balls down the field, and he did that. And whether you get a DPI or completions, you know, when you have that in your repertoire, that's going to help. There's one play, the sack fumble, he'd like to have back. You know, and again, there's 2 1-play scoring drives, one on defense, one on offense.
Greg, you pick a field goal, the next to the last field goal, it's fourth goal from the 26, and almost impossible thing. Did you think about going though, because you didn't know? What
you have no, I mean, yes, we were in a 4-down situation, and then we got half of it, and we got a quarter of it. Then we got to halfway point, and okay, we got 2 downs to get 14 yards, and then we self-inflict again. So, at that point, you know, we know we needed the scores, so we took the 3 to get it into a 2-possession game, a 2-possession tie game. You know that, but we knew at that point it was going to be an onside scenario. Once you do that, you know what you're. Just the odds are so low. Not that you can't do it, but the odds aren't high there, and you still have time. Unfortunately, we're moving the ball down the field, and I really felt like, you know, we convert, I think, 3 fourth downs or 2 fourth downs on that 2 fourth downs on that drive, and you sit there and think, okay, we get this score, and then we got to go play a little defense and get a chance to win the game. Again, hats off to Atlanta. They put us in that position, and we were unable to get out of it.
What happened, you know, on the sack fumble? I mean, it was just a, it looked like a regular eight-gap type blitz that you've probably seen 100 times.
Well, they brought extra people. It wasn't just a five or six man. They brought some people and some wrappers, but we got to protect it. And at worst case, then we just got to try to take the sack. And Mike's done a good job of that. I mean, for a young quarterback, he's done an exceptional job. He understands later in the down what can happen. Fortunately, it was one play. I thought he did a great job throwing the ball away today, making sure that we didn't throw the interception. Because the ball security was going to be such a critical thing as it is every week, but against these guys, especially on the road. There's a lot of positives there with Mike. I think, again, he continued to read things out. So we just got to keep developing him, get Mike Williams back to 100%. We just got to continue to execute, better and better and better. We're just not there yet. Obviously, the penalties are a big part of it. Okay, thanks. Thank you, guys.